This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wringing your hands, the possibility of what could be with the presidential debate. I think these ratings for the presidential debates are going to be through the roof because more people than you know are paying attention to the politics of the day. Even those that say, oh, I'm not paying attention. I don't want to talk politics. I'm not paying attention to anything that's happening. I find it hard to believe because everywhere you turn, there is something. It's the gift that keeps on giving. There's something happening in this election. There is something going on the path to November that ultimately leads to the White House because no more Obamas. So we're in the market here in the United States for a new president. And all I keep hearing and talking to people about is how much they don't like the two candidates. Hey, I'm a Republican. I don't like Trump. I don't think he's the right guy. Hey, I'm a Democrat. Hillary Clinton is not for me. The polls show Clinton. The CNN poll of polls, which is always interesting to me because that means you're looking at so many of the polls and that's not just cherry-picking one or two. The poll of polls takes the averages from all of them. So tallying up those results, the answer is this: Clinton 49%, Trump 39%. Clinton, with two independents in the race, Gary Johnson, boy, I get a lot of calls about Gary Johnson, and Jill Stein, also thrown into this particular poll of polls. Clinton 45%, Trump 35%, Johnson 9%, Stein 5%. So, Clinton has gotten the biggest bump from a convention, which was in Philadelphia this year. Her numbers pushed way above Donald Trump's. And the poll is significant because the candidate who holds the lead after both major party conventions almost always goes on to become the president. Did you know that? The lone exception? Al Gore in 2000. Wow, I'd say history is really backing up. On the side of the good guys, maybe. Maybe, I say. Maybe. Because there's so many roads still to be crossed. A ton. So, poll numbers, bogus or brilliant, certainly keeps a lot of people jumping and pumping. There's no question about that. I sort of feel that when I've gone by some of these venues, when I've seen the people milling about. And all the latest polls, poll of poll polls, all show her ahead by 10%. So do with it what you want. Manipulate it however you want to. Even Republican Senator Susan Collins says she won't vote for Trump. This is the problem. So do they sit on their hands and refuse to do that? Or what possesses someone? When is it okay to dive off the diving board? Seems like a pretty open-ended question, huh? Not as easy as you would think. All right, so Susan Collins is somebody that I've met and spent some time with to get different points of view. She said she will not vote for Donald Trump. She's the senator from Maine, said she won't vote for him, just won't do it. This is not a decision I make lightly. She says, I am a lifelong Republican, but Donald Trump does not reflect historically Republican values, nor the inclusive approach to getting government that is critical to healing the divisions across the United States. Collins went on to talk about the fact that by rejecting the conventions of political correctness, it's different from showing complete disregard for common decency. But pretty much it's the yes-no game, hopping over the fence with us. It's tough to put back in the bag once it gets out. And just so you don't know, if you don't know what we're talking about, they're building blocks that you stack on top of each other to make a house. And as you go around the table, it's limited to 4 or 5. You can only imagine what happens as they're released. Let's put it that way, if that makes sense. I hope it makes sense. Sometimes in breaking down science, we start to confuse ourselves. Now, what did I call it again? I forget. But it's not as self-deprecating. At least not right now. We're still zigging and zagging. And I can only imagine that some of you are doing the very same thing. Now that we've seen a few days into this Olympics, what needs to be chucked and what needs to be applauded? One is king in the pool. She represents and is something very, very special. Not necessarily, like I said, expected to win. But when you get back right back up, you're doing pretty good. You're doing really well. As he was able to come up with what we were just talking about. Whew, crazy. I think later in the week, for people questioning the whole celebrity bounce, I think later in the week we'll see more of that. Wouldn't work in this conversation, but it might work in another one. Of all the events, somebody asked me this question today. I'm going to ask all of you. I'm going to dump it right into your lap. What is your favorite event? For me, it was tied across the board to a couple of different venues. But I think finally I say the Hilton. Right? And if it's not making sense what I'm saying, this is, like I said, this is where we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. There was a term for this once that somebody told me, and I can't remember for the life of me what it was called. I cannot remember it, but it was really, really funny. So Katie Ledecky, gold. Michael Phelps, gold. Love it. They're not the only ones. They're not the only ones. I don't think that we're not done yet. And I don't think they're the only ones that are going to walk away with gold. So 46 is what they got last time around. I'm going to say 52 this time around. How about you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and end abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
2, 3.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
If you want to come out and play, you can do that, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. I keep preaching it, hoping it'll happen. I am really looking forward to seeing record numbers show up to vote for president. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, yeah. It'd be awesome. I fear my heart will be broken, though, because I've wanted this for a long time, and each and every time, they're just not there. People just are not going to vote if they just decide, oh, it's in the bag, or XYZ reason, we're on the West Coast, whatever it might be. And I think it's depressing. I think that we should be able to elect a president where we have just those beautiful long lines that are moving fast, but people want to be a part of the system. They want to do it. Sometimes when you want to get something done, you need a little help from your friends. Like you do when you campaign, you got to meet a lot of people, give a lot of speeches. They used to say kiss a lot of babies. Usain Bolt had to buy a TV for his room in the Athletes Village. You know, you might not know this. Maybe you do. The USA men's basketball and women's basketball are actually on a cruise ship. Because so many athletes didn't want to use the water, touch the water, take a shower in the water. And then there's the others that are in the Olympic Village, like Usain Bolt. He was afforded the luxury, if you will. He's one of the most recognizable athletes of his own room. So while nearly all the athletes in the village are bunked with roommates, he is in a single room. you know, hey, look, he won 6 gold medals and 11 world championship golds. That's unparalleled in the world of track and field, right? That's incredible success. So, Bolt had to buy his own TV set after someone affiliated with the games said, promised they'd grab a TV for him and didn't deliver. So he decided, you know, look, they want to watch. They're there, but they want to watch some of the Olympics themselves. Or they need it to relax or whatever it is. For so many people, you might be surprised, but it's that noise in the background that they like. So it was about getting it, how making it happen, and it did happen. And now he's inviting other people to come and watch, which you have to love that about him. Right? I talked about this story, but I never gave you the payoff, the sad payoff, and maybe that's why. How many times have you taken a kid, a grandkid, just maybe you've gone to a water park? Water parks are so popular now. They're not, you know, it's like how Starbucks are on every corner. You have at least, in a big city anyway, a few water parks, even more than that, I would venture to say. But in Kansas, a Kansas water park with that boasts of the world's tallest water slide is still closed while the death of a 10-year-old is being investigated. In fact, the death of a 10-year-old son of a state lawmaker. It was called Elected Officials Day, and the family was there. They're going to do the autopsy on the body of Caleb Schwab. He died Sunday at Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City. He was riding the Verrückt, which is German for insane, a slide that drops riders at 65 miles an hour from a height of almost 169 feet is what it says. You know, the marketing materials would say, are you insane? So bigger and faster is the theme for Schlitterbahn. I've taken my nephew, I've been with my family to Schlitterbahn in Texas. But I do not recall a slide like that. This one is the biggest. I mean, they have just insane slides, but what a sad story. They're there for that reason, and that's what happens. So what do? They close the park because they have to, right? It's supposed to open perhaps on Wednesday, and they're saying they just don't. It's an accident. They're kind of terming it as an accident. I mean, the website, I went and checked this today, says that the rider should be 54 inches tall. They sit in a three-person raft. They're restrained with straps across the waist and shoulders. Rafts are pretty heavy, 550 pounds. But, you know, I went down one of the slides in Texas with my nephew, and he's super, super light. And I was a little worried, but most of what we did in the ride that we went on was enclosed. So it was in a tube, in other words. So I thought, well, if one of us falls out, we'll get to the bottom. We'll just maybe be a little scraped because it seemed like he was lifting up a bit because he was so light. So I'm just wondering. You know, this is a family water park, but this is like a thrill-seeker, crazy adventure. But the kid probably, of course, what kid at 10? Yeah, this was awesome. And I was looking at the comparisons of this slide at 168 feet, 7 inches. The Verrückt compared to Niagara Falls, it's bigger than Niagara Falls. It's way bigger than the Statue of Liberty from the top of the base to the torch. So this was one big drop. And you can see how, I mean, you can just see how an accident could happen. You know, who knows how tall he was and how much he weighed, but what a terrible, terrible thing. to happen for a family that's there at this water park on a specially designated day. Oh. And I bet other water parks, especially in that chain, Schlitterbahn, I bet you they're looking at all of their rides for how that could happen. You know, could somebody slip out of the side? And the answer is, I think in the case of the ride that I was on, you could have, but you would have been in a tube, so that would have been a little different. You're not as, I think, as exposed as the one in Kansas City, or this particular ride in Kansas City. So that would make a difference if that were the, you know, if that were the case. But, boy, oh boy. I mean, just absolutely awful. Awful, awful, awful. Thinking that, you know, I guess we have this false sense of security, and, you know, you're taking your kids to a park, and this is life, and I'm not being a Pollyanna because things happen, but, boy, that is tough. All right, let me tell you the medal count, because I don't want to give you that, not give you that payoff, right? I've said that a few times. 19 total medals for the U.S., the most now. China behind us with 13. So the U.S. has 5 gold medals, 7 silver, 7 bronze, 19. That's good, because there's still a lot of game to be had at the Olympics. So more time, more events to add more to the medal count. But I think it's awesome that already this is what we're talking about. And especially in the pool, in the pool, in the pool, in the pool. By the way, I was talking about Usain Bolt. He is saying that this is going to be his last Olympics, that this is it for him. For sure. He said, I've done everything and I've proven myself. Oh, you got to love this guy, too. He's got the widest smile of any athlete. He wants to keep his world record in the 200 meters. He said it's going to take a sub 19 seconds to do so. But he holds the record at 19:19. And he just re-emphasized, now you see me, now you don't. Because this is it. After these games, I am done. Think about Beijing and London. He won gold medals in the 100, 200, 4x100 meter relay at the 2008 Beijing Games and the 2012 London Games. He swept those events in 2009, 2013, and 2015 in the World Championships. Some great interviews coming up next here on America Tonight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As you're listening across America, you remember back in 2012, we talked about this so much, General Petraeus, who was a four-star general and, of course, the director of the CIA, resigning amid a sex scandal. And there were so many details that were left out. There were so many, there's so much that really didn't stick against the wall, and it was insane. One of the central figures in the middle of all of that was Jill Kelly. And Jill Kelly's got a new book out called Collateral Damage. And she's really opened up, finally, she's really talking about her role in this scandal that ended her friend David Petraeus' public career. Jill, thanks so much for stopping by and hanging with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's go back to what happened and Paula Broadwell. And all of a sudden, outside of your home, it was like every single tabloid possible station, local stations, etc., were all over the place trying to get a piece of you and your family. And what was that like for you while all of this was exploding?
You know, it was really traumatizing in a sense of all of a sudden, besides my name being illegally leaked, because all I did was call for help when General Allen said, you need to report this at FBI. But then we learned, and it's in the book, how we learned that three of the country's most powerful entities came together and people wanted answers. What happened? Why did General Petraeus resign? Who knew? How long was this investigation? Did the White House know? And these three government agencies came together and said the only way to basically get rid of a current scandal is to begin a new one. And with that, they created these shameless, as you, you know, remember, headlines of me and for General Allen out there, a completely fabricated sex scandal, which we learned later from Inspector General that came back and said nothing inappropriate and it didn't happen. But, you know, the fireworks show that they did, it worked. And, but, you know, as you said, people, nothing stuck because there was so much that was reported that wasn't true. And what was true was never said. And that's why I said, we have to write this. I have to write this book. The American people need to be told the truth. These generals need to be vindicated. My family, you know, they're, they only have the right to know. I mean, I know we'll never be able to repair the reputation after they smeared it, these smear merchants that did this. But as long as they're still continuing to collect the emails of millions of innocent Americans, what happened to my family can happen to yours. And that's why I said it needs to stop. It's wrong what they did to them. It's wrong that they retired and resigned in shame. And we people continue to live in humiliation. It needs to stop. And the same government that's collecting these emails are the same ones that did this to us and their families.
Yeah, and what did that feel like when here you've now said, talked about how strong your marriage is to your husband, Scott, but people had to be looking at you,
absolutely.
Cross-eyed, that thinking that you were having either an affair with General Allen and General Petraeus or both of them.
Right, because if a government official says it, it's got to be true. Just like when the government, you know, the FBI said, oh, we'll protect your identity, we'll make sure General Petraeus and General Allen and General Mattis and all the generals that were being targeted by the stalker, we'll protect them and not allow this to happen, because the email threat was, we will shame top generals and U.S. officials and their spouses in headline news. So exactly what she threatened to do is exactly what happened. But what is even more eerie is the fact that they allowed, I'm sorry, I'm in New York, so it's loud here, the FBI allowed the director of the CIA, they compromised for 6 months. He didn't even know, well, the first few months, he didn't even know who his stalker was. He was getting security around him. I'm just like, this car cannot stop beeping.
That's okay. It's New York.
I'm trying to get away from it, and it keeps getting louder. they allowed him, instead of giving him protection and saying, hey, you know what, we're going to stop this stalker, because we all thought it was a terrorist group. Instead, they allowed him to stay compromised. They allowed my family to stay terrorized. They allowed General Allen to be, you know, feeling great danger. They allowed all this to happen until the election passed, knowing who the stalker was but not telling us.
Yeah, and the stalker was Paula Broadwell. What
right.
was it when you found out? How did you find out, and what was that moment like for you?
Well, I remember I never even knew Petraeus had an affair. Obviously,
right.
If me or General Allen or General Petraeus knew it was Paula Broadwell, none of us would have went aboard. I never heard of her in my life, never met the girl, never spoke to her until now. I mean, I still haven't. And so when he was seeking out for help, he didn't know who it was. When General Allen told me to go get help, we didn't know who it was. We never even knew, again, that there was an ex-mistress. So it was quite shocking. He was just as shocked, obviously, because he went out and got help himself as a CIA director, because the information she was sending in emails were of, you know, top secret that no one should know about. These generals' whereabouts, will they be, where the comings are going, were including mine, because at the time I was the honorary ambassador for the coalition. So I was meeting with heads of state, you know, on a weekly basis. So for this kind of information, for our security to stay compromised, it's just a disgrace. And instead, they went through our personal emails just as people were having an affair. And even though they said that they realized there was no affair, they still threw it out there and accused us of it, because once you're in the headlines, you're guilty until proven innocent. So it was really an atrocious way of, you know, it really put the bad taste in their mouth. And that's why I said no female or men, they should never have to worry about going to the FBI and instead they dig in your email to see if you're having an affair, basically seeing if you are, if you're asking for it. And that's what was so upsetting on what I learned later on what really happened and what they knew, how long they knew, and what they did or what they didn't do.
Yeah, crazy. We're speaking with Jill Kelly. The book is called Collateral Damage. She was caught up, as she's talking about, in the middle of the David Petraeus scandal. What was that conversation like? Because you were close to David Petraeus, who was then the director of the CIA. What was that conversation like that you finally had with him when all of this unfolded?
He was beside himself. And then he had to tell me who Paula Broadway is. He never told me it was an affair that he had. He never told me she was a mistress. He just told me that she was a biographer that was obsessed with him. And, clearly it speaks for herself. But, I learned when the whole country found out that he had an affair, because that's when he told the whole country. But it came to a point where, in his defense, what was he going to do? Tell the FBI? They already knew. They were sitting on their hands until the election passed. And it says it in the book, the FBI agent who told me, we have to wait till they're not doing anything because they said the election. And in July, actually, it's in the book. In July, he calls me and tells me that General Petraeus and General Allen are coming down after the election. Now, remember, I have no idea who my stalker is. I'm still thinking it's a terrorist group. No idea. It's a female. I have no idea it's General Petraeus had an affair. So for him to say what these top officials in D.C. were contemplating since July, 5 months before the election, and everything he said happened.
Wow. And how tough was this on Scott? Your husband is a Tampa cancer surgeon. He
right.
gets, and you talk about this, he gets a message from someone calling him or herself, which is what you're talking about, a Tampa angel. And it says, basically, see if you can rein your wife in before we publicly share the pictures of her with her hand sliding between the legs of a senior serving official while at a D.C. restaurant. That had to be just awful.
Right, and you know what? This is what the whole, thank God, it's the only time in my life I said thank God of this. My husband and I share an email account. We met each other at University of Pennsylvania because I was studying to be a doctor and I was doing my research out of there. And we started our email, and that's when email practically just came out. So we opened an account together and we've been using the same account since. Now, he does have his own private account for his patients, but this is an account that I use. I didn't have my own private account that I was using. So every email that ever came to me, he saw, and that was, thank God, obviously believed me and believed in me because he knew was ludicrous. But what was most important, and this is why I put that picture in the book, the picture that she's referring to, the picture that made her start stalking us, it's a picture at Easter dinner in D.C., the one that she's referring to in that email. And let me paint the picture here for you. It's a wooden table, no table linings in it, no tablecloth. General Petraeus to my left, my Holly Petraeus, my best friend to my right, my husband across David, my sister there, his son from Afghanistan. It's a family Easter dinner. And I don't understand, first of all, it physically couldn't happen. You realize how this table is set up. It physically couldn't happen. And number two, if it really happened, why would I go to the FBI for help? Why would I go to FBI and about something I did with a married man? And that's what was so shocking. We had no idea what this meant in the email. And when when I obviously met with the original guy, the FBI agent that they claimed the shirtless agent, another one they threw in there to destroy his credibility, accusing us of also having an affair, he said, Jill, think nothing of it. But, he was more concerned because General Allen was concerned that somebody would even know the director of the CIA is coming and going. Well, we obviously learned later that she was reading his emails the whole time. Even as
they
broken up, she had access to his emails, so she was stalking his coming and going. And that's how she was able to talk about each restaurant that he'll be at or I'll be at or the other generals will be at and what time they'll be there, which restaurant. Very alarming emails with information that no one should have. Well, the FBI this whole time knew this. They knew
right.
She was. They knew that she had access to his emails. And obviously he didn't know this. And they never stopped it. And so he basically threw himself on the sword hours after election,
right.
after election, and just resigned.
Yep, because what was he going to do? Collateral Damage. Jill Kelly, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good luck with the book. Thanks.
Technically, Frankly, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
These days. Just the other day, Jeff Bezos from Amazon defending the workplace culture when I said that I feel like they throw the package to my house from where the warehouse is because I can't believe how fast they get it here when you have Amazon Prime. It's unbelievable. And one of the things Bezos has said is that we start with the customers first. So what happens when that gets upended? And there's a huge piece in the New York Times trashing what happens in your culture. What is the Amazonian culture to all the people who work there? Jeff Pfeffer is with us, and he is the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
So this is perfect timing. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and some other people in leadership. But Jeff Bezos got slammed with the big whammy because the gray lady tried to take Amazon down with a revealing article about things that happened to people as employees of his company. And no leader, especially on that level, wants anything that's so disparaging to come out. Immediately he sent a memo to employees saying that we care about the employees and it's all about our pride here, and to his knowledge that wasn't going on. So what do you make of that story?
Well, what I make of it is a couple things. First of all, this is not the only story on the web about the harsh conditions of working at Amazon. There's a couple of newspapers, including The Guardian in the UK, that have put reporters undercover to work in their warehouses. So this is really not, in some sense, news. You know, I'm sure Jeff is going to disagree with it, but there's a lot of stuff on the web that talks about the harsh conditions at Amazon. That's number one. And number two, as I point out in the book, Leadership BS, we claim we want certain qualities in leaders. We claim we want leaders who are self-effacing and modest and who take care of other people and who, you know, tell the truth. But if you look at what we actually select for and reward, we reward mostly success in people who are tough and powerful. So we say we want one thing, but we actually, apparently, in our behaviors and choices, seem to want something else. And so while it is true, Amazon's a tough place, you also have to understand that Amazon ranks fourth on Fortune's list of most admired companies, and Jeff Bezos is typically in the top five of the most admired CEOs.
Yeah, so there's my question. Can you be both? Can you have both all that in a leader? Can you still have an awesome workplace? And you're always going to have a few people that are going to complain if you have thousands of people that work for you. But can you overall have the incredible culture and still be that tough, powerful, admired leader?
It's possible there are a few, but if you look at the contemporary leaders who've gotten a lot of attention, ranging from the late George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees to, of course, the famous Steve Jobs, many of them are not the nicest people. They're certainly not people you'd want to be stranded on a desert island with, because they are so fixated on winning and on success, and anything that gets in their way, including, by the way, their employees or work-life balance or a bunch of other stuff, is often just collateral damage.
Wow. All right, so having said that, we see what's going on with Donald Trump. His chances of winning the nomination suddenly have gotten a little bit better. I mean, we're still just under a year until we actually have the convention and of course the primaries and all that's rolled into getting someone to that point. But we see that he's grabbing all the headlines. So what's the skinny on Donald Trump?
Well, the skinny on Donald Trump is pretty much the same as the skinny on Jeff Bezos. I think the political pundits have missed the point. There's a lot of stuff about how he's appealing to some small segment of very unhappy, disaffected, outraged voters. I'm sure that's partly true. But Trump also, he's got the self-promotion. He's hogged the media spotlight. He won't back down. He doesn't apologize, which is something that I talk about in my book called Power. He says outrageous things and, doesn't always deal precisely with the truth. For instance, he's claimed he has the best-selling business book of all time, which turns out doesn't pass fact-checking. But all of these qualities are actually qualities that we've seen in other strong business leaders, ranging from Steve Jobs to Jeff Bezos. They take a few liberties with the facts, and they certainly self-promote and don't apologize. So Donald Trump exhibits again this wonderful paradox. The qualities we claim to want in leaders is not what we seem to want when they show up.
All right, we're speaking with Jeff Pfeffer. He's the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. He's also, by the way, the Thomas D. D., the second professor, I love that, of organizational behavior at the Graduate School of Business, Stanford U. And so when you're teaching at Stanford, what do you tell the students about leadership?
Well, I teach a course. It's one of the most popular electives. It is called the PATHS, P-A-T-H-S, as in plural, Paths to Power. And I tell them that the world is not a just and fair place, and that it's not often exactly as it's been described to them in the kumbaya culture of Stanford, and they need to get ready for the world that they are going to face, and that if they want to make the world a better, more humane, kinder, and gentler place, that's fine and that's great, but you have to begin by understanding the situation, the social psychology, and why it is that we seem to gravitate to these strong, bold, outrageous leaders.
All right, so why is it that we gravitate toward strong and bold, outrageous leaders?
I think it's partly because we are genetically predisposed, in order for our survival, to recognize two things. Number one, friend or foe, which is one of the reasons why interpersonal similarity is a strong base of attraction. It's not like we like people who are opposites. It's opposites don't attract. It's similar to attract. That's number one. And the second thing is that we want to be associated with people and organizations who are going to win. So if you look, for instance, at Apple under Steve Jobs, that was a tough place to work. And so, you know, why did people stay there? Well, they want to be associated with an organization that is winning, that is in the news, that is successful. And you see this with football teams and basketball teams. The former Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight, who threw chairs at players and got fired for that. And I'm not recommending this as leadership behavior, but why would a basketball player put up with that? I want to be part of a great program. So our desire to be associated with winning oftentimes causes us to be willing to put up with behavior that isn't particularly good behavior, but we put up with it because we want to be a part of a successful organization.
Yeah, well said, absolutely. How about this twist in the culture with what we're seeing? It's funny you mentioned sports, that there are now people that are saying we don't want our kids to get participation medals, where, you know, that's a big business in the trophy world because everybody gets a trophy. So forget first, second, and third. Is that a damaging thing to teach kids that, you know, competition, it's okay, but everybody's a winner?
It's, I think, quite damaging. There's been a bunch of articles, including by Elizabeth Colbert, about how we've created children who are not really ready for the real world, because in the real world is filled with hierarchy. There's still only one CEO at places like Facebook and Apple, even though they're in the Silicon Valley. And because organizations are still pyramids, there are more people at the bottom than at every successive level above. And so people have to build, I think, resilience. So if you ask me what are the qualities that you know that make people successful in the contemporary workplace, or maybe even in the older workplace, persistence and resilience is really, I think, very important. I mean, the famous former San Francisco mayor, Willie Brown, lost the first time he ran for assembly and the first time he ran for speaker. You look at successful politicians, many of them have had setbacks along their careers. Business leaders often have setbacks. Reed Hastings, the fabulous and very successful and now extremely wealthy CEO of Netflix, got fired from his previous CEO job. So we need to teach our children, we need to teach ourselves how to be resilient in the face of troubles and difficulties.
And does that work in today's world, especially because entrepreneurism is flourishing? And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, wouldn't that also follow suit about persistence and resilience?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, many entrepreneurs, their first venture fails. And I mean, we forget, you know, before there was all these famous things from, you know, Apple, we forget the Lisa, we forget the Newton, all the failed products. We forget the fact that Steve Jobs was actually thrown out of the company and came back. So many successful leaders have had, and certainly every company has had product failures and difficulties, and most leaders have had failures and difficulties also. And so therefore the ability to overcome adversity and just hang in there and wear down the opposition is, I think, a very important quality.
All right, Jeff Pfeffer, thank you so much. Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. I'm sure you can pick the book up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible. responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.